You're listening to The Chill Room live on Kill Radio. Bonsoir. Yeah, that's what you're listening to.
Solid. I came here to blow. Now stay cool while I blow. You all dug him once because you were hipped that he was solid. How can you now come on so square now that he is stepped out of this world. City Hall is flipped and swung to a drunken zoo. And all of you cats are goofed to Week City. Dig me hard. My ticker is in the coffin there with Caesar. And yea, I must stay cool.
Why must it be the theme?
Pippin.
Why must it be the
back
theme?
To me.
Oh Lord, please, won't you tell me? Why must it be the theme? Why must it be the theme?
Don't you know you've got to work out?
Yeah. pansy. When no fruit is forbidden, then I just fuck whatever I see. And I tell you what I am, and a left-handed Neanderthal. Promiscuous as clover, disbelieving in the soul. And first thing in the morning, I go find a priest to beat. Then track down a marriage counselor and politely wipe my feet. Oh, this shit cannot continue, and they must pay for all their wrongs. Like the lie of monogamy and fucking awful love songs. We must free ourselves from the lies that is love, that is love. Woo! Now tell the cops said it was okay if you kill Coldplay, if you kill Coldplay. When I do,
drive past the darkened houses and closed business buildings with a ghostly night lighting shining through otherwise black windows. And Pam was leaning on my shoulder, her hand tight on my right arm as I drove. We were comfortably not talking, having just had cheeseburgers and root beer at an all-night stand a couple miles back. I remember thinking we had all the time in the world on this summer morning of my 18th year, but really we only had another day or so before Pam's old man would return from his Canadian fishing trip. And Pamela would have to stay home in this big old family mansion on the bluff in the rich neighborhood. She couldn't wait for the day she turned 18 and she could move out. She was 16 and lean and had really long dark chestnut hair and was wearing the sweater that was a little too small for her and faded jeans that drove me crazy when I watched her walk. And I loved to watch her walk. For that moment of time, I couldn't have been happier. Then I saw on the right in front of us this big, old, beautiful church, St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral. I told Pam they keep that place open all night, and she bit me on the ear. I turned into the parking lot. I shut off the motor, turning off the AM radio that had played softly. I pulled a joint from my pocket and lit it. We shared it silently in the parking lot. The moon looked down full through a cloudy sky, arms around each other. We quietly walked up the steps to the front door. It was locked. I remember that the side entrance was where I had come in before when I'd been there, and that door proved to be open and we stepped inside. The church was good-sized, would fit a lot of congregation. The pulpit was in the center of the room, with a long crimson altar, table below a gigantic golden cross, suspended by gold chains that stretched to the four corners of the ceiling. The eye was directed naturally to the cross and down to the table. We were totally alone. Pam gasped in awe and with her arms outstretched back down the aisle looking up. The joint had sent new energy into me and I couldn't resist and ran to her and threw my arms around her and our kiss was deep and we slid to the floor with me on top. And I rolled to my right and took her with me, so then she was on top and we just kept kissing, our mouths opening and closing. Since her father had departed the Saturday morning the week before, we had been constant companions. We'd only met at a rap party for a show I'd been in just 2 days before his departure. Our timing had been immaculate. We'd spent every minute of that week together. It seemed at the time, and even now, it's the way I remember it. I pulled up her sweater and bared her small, flushed breasts and took one in my mouth, and she was moaning, and her hands started pulling on my shirt. With my hands on her back, I lifted her up. Then suddenly she was out of my hands and scrambling to her feet, so she stood over me. She undid her jeans and pushed them down, and I stood up. I'm sure I did a quick glance around the church to see if anyone was watching. But when I turned back, Pam was bare-assed and running down the aisle at the pulpit. I found myself following and stared at her butt cheeks, and I was laughing, and in a moment my jeans and shorts were gone, and we climbed right on that altar table. She lay on her back with her eyes gleaming, and right over us was this gold cross, and I slid atop her. She grabbed my hard cock and spit on her hand and rubbed it over the glands and squeezed me so that it would really hurt. And then she pushed me slowly inside her, and it was even more perfect. The sensation was unbelievable. My hips started to churn as my cock mined deeper, and it was as though we had been born only for this, only to have this happen to us at this moment in this place. As always, as deep as I get into anything, no matter what, I also was standing back beside our bodies watching and remembering that knocking Pam up would not be a good thing. And these were the glory days before condoms, so I knew I'd have to pull out, but I also knew it wasn't time yet. The engine was into pounding now, jamming my full weight behind my cock into that heavenly pussy, even though our muscles inside felt like a million tiny fingers up and down the length of my engorged penis. Our eyes were locked, staring into each other's souls, and we were breathing in unison. And she reached up her right hand and wiped away some drops of sweat on my forehead, and her tongue snaked out and licked my eyes. I laughed again, and she let out a little laugh, and then she came, her face vibrating and her eyes losing focus and her teeth clenching, and then a long, high ooh breathing from her lips. At that moment, I got my arms under her knees and used my knees to raise myself and lift it up, her knees going up to my shoulders, and I was able to pull my dick out almost to the tip, and I started deep fuck with her pussy lips pulled wide, wide open. I never dipped so deeply before, and it filled me with awe. For a swift instant, I leapt out of my body to stand at the back of the aisle to see us there, animal and intimate. I muttered I was gonna come and withdrew my wet cock, which was bobbing in the golden cross reflection light. I grabbed myself in my fist and pulled, and I almost passed out as I came. And it went on, all the strength shooting out of my body over her pussy and belly and white drops on the red velvet. And I again couldn't believe that I was seeing this, that this was happening. She reached out two surprising hands and grabbed my shoulders and pulled me down to her, and we hesitated for a moment eye to eye. But there was no shame or guilt, only lust and joy. And about an hour later, we were on her front porch, on the comfortable old sofa lying there. And she was talking about high school, and I was leaving town to join a children's theater company soon. We fell asleep there with my arms wrapped around her. Her mom woke us up around 10 that morning.
Soir on the chill room tonight. A deep something or other about feeling, right, bouncing back and mirroring at each other. Human sexual response began and ended with Pound in the 12-inch mix. Satanic Porno Cult Shop with Lisa Tani did India song. John Lennon did India, a surprisingly fully formed song from the late days. Somebody else, it's a bootleg and a pirate, and somebody else added the strings and stuff. We heard side four of Rings of the Awkward Shadow by Caroliner. Jean Moreau was heard under there doing India song. Roy Harper did the first half, How Does It Feel? Then Andy Williams' Music to Watch Girls by Peggy Lee Chilled out. Is that all there is? Elvis chilled, Don't You Think It's Time. The Big City Orchestra from their album My Life in the Bush of Kate, doing Oh England, My Concrete Block. Alan Vega, Fireball. Yoko Ono, Dub Dub. Lord Buckley, Mark Antony's Funeral Oration from 1951, finally the complete work. Can, Why Must I Be the Thief, Merzbow, Frog Variations, Insight, Andre and Kara from Germany, who I met a couple weeks back, they're great. That was called Procedure, it was a single edit from the website fragmentedmedia.org. New Order in the Hard Floor mix of Blue Monday. Jonathan Winters, that was Jonathan Winters doing Floodwaters. Olivia Tremor Control, Holiday Surprise, who is also Apples in Stereo, according to Wheezy. Capote Musique, as per. Big City Orchestra, we're back with Waking the Witch. Hans Blix and the Inspectors, The Biggest Lie. The Missing Brazilians, Savannah Prance, Return to Pound. That was Dark White, something I wrote. And the reader was a friend named Clara. And so Chill Room out. Stay tuned.